Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marim and Marasi Shalichio. So much of us in Rice of Moshe Mordechai. And the schus refuas, Itamar Yosef ben Ravid Esther, Vespitor Vasil Ravida, Chayot Chavit Fega, Bas Michal Vespasia, and it's based on the Torah of Marim of Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. In the Yalkut Shimoni Shira Shirim Tov Kuf Pei Vav, and the Pasuk Kikoylech Orev V'marich Nove, it says Kikoylech Orev V'hoidu LaHashem Ki Toiv Ki Lo'ilam Chazdai. When is your call sweet? Your voice is sweet. When Hodu LaHashem Ki Toiv Ki Lo'ilam Chazdai V'marich Nove, when is looking at you beautiful? V'ana HaShem Hoshiana. You say on HaShem Hoshiana, that's when you look beautiful. What does this mean? So we can explain as follows. At the beginning of the month of Tishrei, till Yom Kippur, these are Yemei Din, in order to be zochah to aksiv chesima tova on Yom Kippur. And then the Iker Avodas, betfilas, slichas v'sachanunim, like the Rambam writes in Opus Tshuva, to be marvei betfila. And that's what it says, Shema Hashem koli ekrocha neni v'aneni. Listen, Hashem, my voice, call out, and you will bestow upon me, you'll answer me. So, Kikolech Olev, Behoidu Lashem Kitov Kilolam Chazda, it's because on Sukkot we say Hallel on all the good that Hashem has given us. That's the Hodah of Hodu Lashem. And we also say Hodah, Hamashikibal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Tfilasenu, Ve'al Yadav Zachinu L'Ksiva V'Chasim HaTovah. Thanking Hashem for all the good He's done for us. Thanking Hashem for writing us in the Book of Life. After Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we have a new tefillah. What's the new tefillah? Hoshana, Hoshiana. A different type of tefillah than Hodu Lashem. The explanation is, based on what we find in Bereishis, B'chol and Nivroim, V'yomer Elokim Yehi, etc. V'yichayim. Shebezenis Hava Oisrei Nivra. That's how the Nivra was created. God said it will be, and it was. And it says, V'yar Elokim Ki Toiv. The Rabban writes, Bereishis 1:4, V'yar Ki Toiv, U'kiyum Hadovo. She'ari'iyah Hazois, Hikamo She'amur B'mishna V'ksubis, Amar Rabban Gamliel, Roy Ani Es Divrei Adonai. That the Re'iyah is the Kiyum. That's what gives it existence. That's Hashem wants it. Nichali v'toiv be'enai. It's pleasant for me. It's good in my eyes. Chol abriya, it says the beginning of his havas is yehi, like yehi or. It's not enough. It has to be ki toiv, that Hashem should want it. Hashem should want to give it existence. Not like those worlds that we find in the Medrash. Hashem said, Dein hanyin li yason lo hanyin li. There are worlds that God didn't want that He destroyed. And therefore, Vayar Ki Toiv is the Kiyum Ador. The Yom Noroim, people make all types of Kabbalah Slahaba Derech HaTshuva. And through this, they become a new person. Like it says in Rosh Hashanah. Ve'asisem ki'ilu na'asesem biryo chadosha. It's like in Rosh Hashanah, you become new. And so it's done above. It's a Ksim v'chasiva tova. That a person should be a new person for this new year. And that's the Mokor HaSimcha of Sukkah and Shmini Atzukas and Shmini Atzeres. There is the secret of the Kiyum of what we are Mechadish ourselves and the Kabbalahs we are Kabbalah upon ourselves in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Through our Simcha, in our Esek and Yismach Yisrael Ba'oisav, being happy with the one who made us, we're showing our Kitov, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, that we're happy with what we have. So we're making a strong Roshem in our soul, to be Dovik, in our Ischachus, in our renewing of ourselves, in all of our Kabbalahs. Through this, that we do this down below, they also do this above, from above. to kiyum of all the good gzeiros that are upon us. Our simcha is a kiyum of our kabbalas and our ischachas, and the lamala that creates that from above is also going to be simcha in our ischachas. There's also going to be simcha in the psak din, a kiyum for the psak din, the toiva that Hashem made. Zman simcha seinu on sukkahs, simchas Torah is arva yal ki toiv. We see it's good and it gives it a kiyum. And so too melamala. The meaning of Yeshua is melashon vayisha Hashem el hevel. What is Yisha? It means he turned to him. Pnia ilenu listakel ba'ayin toiv. Yeshua means that God's turning towards us. He's looking with his positive eye. He also screaming, Aishanas and Aishana Rabbe, Kol Penue Lai Vihivoshi. We ask that Hashem's going to turn to us and we're going to be saved. Because that's the Yeshua. The Yeshua is that Hashem looks at us. He looks at us with an Ayin Tova. He's going to turn to us with this stakless of Ayar Ki Tov. And the Chiddush Nisach HaTfilah of Sukkos of Kol Penu Elai V'Yivoshu is Mikor HaAvodah L'Havi L'Vayar Ki Tov. Since we do this Avodah, Yom Shishan and Yom Kippur, and now Sukkos, we have the Simcha. That brings Kiddush to the Ki Tov. That's why we have the Simcha Yisela that establishes what we already have. Gives it a Kiyum, gives it a Dein Hanim. And Hashem looks at us with an Ayin Tov. That's what it means when we say, Kikolech Orev. When we say in Sukkos Hodu Hashem Ki Tov, it's a beautiful voice to hear. Thank Hashem for all we have. Umarech Nove. When we say, Ona Hashem Rishiyana. That's the Marech Nove, is the Vayar Hashem Ki Tov. Beautiful looking, we look beautiful. That's Hashem looking at us in a good way, in a positive way. That's the Marif Nava. And that's what gives a kiyum to the positive psak din that Hashem gave. And Volum Nifloim Umsamchim. The Kriya and Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Sayan Pesach and Sayan Sukkos, Yisra'e Ator Omer Elai, Parshas Kisiso, Shmos 33:12. Rashi writes, Megillah 31a, that it says there, Chag HaMatzah is Tishmor. And from this we learn, this parasha says Chag HaMatzah is Tishmor. But you're not allowed to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. There's an Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed. So that's the Shaychus to Chol HaMoed. You learn there's an Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed. We still have to ask, why Dafka Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Why not regular Chol HaMoed? Why Shabbos Chol HaMoed? This is in the Gemara in Psochim, 118a. Kol ha-mevazes ha-moyadois, kiyu oyved avoyde zoved. Shinemar Elohim ha-seich ha-leisa ha-seich. Ksiv basrei, eschag ha-matzis tishma. One is mevazes ha-moyadois, it's like he's serving idols. As it says, Elohim Asecha Loisa Selecha, which is talking about Avodah Zarah. And afterwards it says, Ischag HaMatzah is Tishmor. Talking about the Moed. So there's a juxtaposition between the Moed and Avodah Zarah. So if someone's Mevazah the Moed, if he disgraces the Moed, it's like he's Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Rishonim explained that this Mevazah is a Moed, it's talking about Chol HaMoed. So Rashi writes, She'oisim Elocha b'Chol HaMoed. And from the pasuk of Eschag HaMatzis Tishmor, we learn the Isser Melacha and Chol HaMoed. In the mail of somebody's Mevazah the Moedos, it means he's doing Melacha and Chol HaMoed. And we'll begin with the Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin, and what Chazal say, Shashemer Shabbos, if someone keeps Shabbos, even if he's an Eved Avid Zora, Kedor Enosh, even if he serves idols, like the generation of Emrish,
He gets mechila for all of his averus.
As Yosef explains, because through the fact that he's Shomer HaShabbos Shabbos, he's Karov Yosef LeTshuva. Since he keeps Shabbos, he's closer to Tshuva. That's why, if he's Shomer Shabbos, Moichem La Kol Avinayosef. Even Avodah Zarah. And on this said the Maril Diskin, that that's why, before the Parashas HaEgel, there's a Parashah of Hashem Uvinei Yisrael as a Shabbos. Before the Parashas HaEgel, we have Hashem Uvinei Yisrael as a Shabbos, and that serves as a Lefua that precedes the Makkah. And this Shmira, in other words, the Refuah of Shabbos, precedes the Makkah of Avodah Zarah of Parashas HaEgel. And this Shmira guarantees us that there's going to be a Siluk, there's going to be a removal of the Chet of Avodah Zarah. We can add, it says in Parashas Shabbos Lefneze, Shabbos, it's, that's in Shmos 31:13. As Shabbosai Sai Tishmaru, etc. Oisi Veinu Veinechem. And this Rashi writes, Ois Gedoylehi Veinenu, Shabbachalti Bachem, etc. Vedas Haumos Ba. Ki ani Hashem ekadishchem. Very strange thing it says over here. V'adas to know, not for you to know, but for the nations of the world to know through it, that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. Mai andasa umos, what do the umos have to do with anything? But this can be explained as we were discussing, because in the parsha of the Egel, it says the Shimtza Bekameim, and it's a verse in chapter 32, Pasuk Chof Hei. Pasuk there says, Vayar Moshe Sa'am ki faruahu, ki fra'oi aharoin l'shimtza bikameihem. This is translated as when Moshe saw that the people had lost restraint, for Aaron had let them lose restraint, causing them to be a derision among their enemies. L'shimtza bikameihem. Rashi says, Lio islehem hadavo lignus, Bifne b'fi hakomim aleihem. This is going to be a disgrace, an ignominy for them in the mouth of all of those who arise against them, this ego. So therefore, when it says Ladas Umos, when earlier on, it says in the parasha of Shabbos that precedes the ego, Ladasa Umos, it's also a refuah. In other words, the avos are going to be, the umos are going to be mevaza, they're going to disgrace us for having served these idols, this idol. So in the Mela, we have the Hakdamas Refuah Lamaka, we have Shabbos, which is the sign between us and Hashem. With regard to the Mevazah the Moados, what does it mean being Mevazah the Moados? It's talking about Chol HaMoed. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Sha'ar Gimel Ois Kuf Mem Vav, Sheyesh Bo Mishum Zilzul Divrei Chachomim. There is a disgrace of the words of the rabbis, because the Isser Melacha and Chol HaMoed was established through the Chachamim, and it was not explicitly spelled out in the Pasuk. And that's what's so serious about this, that it was given by the Chachamim. You have to be careful to keep what the Chachamim say. However, Chazal say, if one is Mevazes HaMoedais, the It's ki'ilu oivei avodah zarah. So it would appear that there's some depth here. Chazal tell us that all the Moedim are going to be in this battle, except for Purim. Some say, except for Yom Kippur as well. Now this doesn't mean that there's going to be a removal or a lowering of the Kedusha. But rather, based on what the Kadmonim teach us, the earlier generations teach us that in the future, the Kedushas HaMoyadim is going to be mispashet Gamal Yemei Achol. Umola Ha'oretz Deyo Es Hashem. Ve'odz Gam Inyanei Rishus Ve'inyanei Eretz Yiyu Chadurim Bevuchinas Moyadim. So when the earth is filled with knowledge of God, and even matters of rishus, and even matters that pertain to the land, more physical things are going to be filled with the bechin of the moedim. There's 6 days of moed. There's the gimel regalim, Rosh Hashanah. So the Gimel Regalim is 3. Rosh Hashanah is 4. Yom Kippur is 5. Shmini Atzeres is 6. And then Shabbos above them. And these 6 Moyadim are going to be mispashet, are going to extend to the weekday. And therefore it would appear that that's what it means. It's going to be a bitul ha-moyadim. This might that the hashpa and the mahus of the mayadim is going to be mispashit. So much it's going to spread that the mayadim are not going to be a separate unit. They're just going to spread to the other days. And since all of our mayadim are zecher and asim and the lasi lavo ki meitzeis chameretz mitzrayim arenu neflos micha 7:15. So there was a need that today also there should be a mitzius and a shoresh shel hachol del asid lavoi b'soy hamoyed atzma shel hayom. There has to be some reality, some root. Of the chol of the future within the moed itself, today. In other words, in the future, it's going to spread to the weekday. So there has to be already a sign for that now. And what is that? Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is the notion that the Chol is going to be a Moed. So our Moed is going to spread to the Chol. The root of that is in our Chol HaMoed in the future. It's going to be Bechinas the Moedim. The weekday is going to be Bechinas the Moedim. It's going to have a Moed feeling to it, whatever that means. Soon we get there. And in the meantime, the shoresh for that is in our Chol HaMoed. And that's what it means, ki'ilu oivei davoi dezoa. What does it mean? It's as if we're mevaze the moedim, it's as if we're oivei davoi dezoa. Shekol yitziras kviyas tchum ki ilu yoytze chutz l'reshusoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu michutz l'Hashem echad harei dayninan beimohus shel avodah zarah. Whenever you create an area that's outside of the reshus, outside of the domain of Hashem, outside of Hashem echad, this is viewed as an essence of avodah zarah. When someone is mezalza, if he disgraces Chol HaMoed, that means that he's nullifying the recognition that the Kedusha is going to spread out even to the weekday, and that nothing will remain outside of the Reshus of Hashem. That's what it means. The Kedusha is going to spread to the weekday. There will be no Chol. It's all going to be Kodesh Hashem. And that's why it's state novice 3:11. If someone's mevaze the moedos, like the Mefarshim say, it's talking about Chol HaMoed, Ein Lo Chelek Lo Olam Haba, because he was mafkia himself from this Chelek of Olam Haba, because he's saying that there's not holiness, not everything is holy. There's the areas that are outside of God. Oh, God is in everything, so then you have no Chelek in Olam Haba. Nachas Shel, not you. But the person is mafkia himself from Olam Haba, when he's mevazi the Moados, because it's like he's saying there's a rishus that doesn't belong to Hashem. That's kfira. So for that he loses his Olam Haba. Saying that there's a realm that's not holy, that's not godly. And this has a shoresh in Maaseh Bereishis. It says in the parsha of Vayechulu, Vayevorech Elohim, Siyom HaShvi'i, Vayekadesh Osa, Hashem blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified it. It would appear that from this we have the Lashon HaTfilah. This is the root of the Lashon HaTfilah. Uveirachto mikol hayomim, vikidashto mikol hazman. God blessed Shabbos from all the other days, and he sanctified it from all the other times. כי יש מחזור של ימי השבוע ומחזור הזמן של שנה. There is a cycle of the week, and then there is a cycle of the year. In the days, there are 6 days of melacha that relate to bracha, as it says, "Uberachecha b'chol asher ta'aseh." I will bless these days in all that you do, the 6 days of working. Shabbos is the most blessed of all and is the root of the bracha. And then there's the cycle of the moadim that are dependent on the time. And the spring is Pesach v'chule v'chule. Shabbos is Tchila l'mikroi kodesh. Shabbos is the beginning of the holy times. And therefore, v'kidashto mikol hazmanim. Mikol hazmanim shehem Shabbos kodesh, shehem kodesh, from all the times that are holy, Shabbos is the holiest of them all. Like it says, Vayikadish osa midoshim itoy, that Shabbos spreads out its wings on the other 6 moadim. So again, Uveirachtoi mikol hayomim, it's more blessed than all the other days, and it's the root of the bracha of the 6 days of the week. It's blessed from the 6 days of the week, and is the root of the bracha of the 6 days of the week. Vikidashtoi mikol hazmanim, and it is more sanctified than all the other times. Shabbos spreads out its kedusha to the 6 moadim. They derive their kedusha from Shabbos. Vayevorech Elokim Asiyom HaShvi'i, the bracha, 6 days. Shabbos is the most blessed, and then Vayekadesh Osa vis-a-vis the moadim. So now we can explain the shaychus and the tzehuf, the relationship and the connection of the Isser Melacha of Chol HaMoed to reading this parsha on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. He said that we read this parsha of Re'ei Ata Omer Elai, we read it on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and he asks Isser Melacha, Rashi says, Beseder, why dafka on Shabbos? It's an Isser Melacha Chol HaMoed, which is the reason why we read it. The answer is that the Etzem Kviyas Isser Melacha of Chol HaMoed is a histafus, branches off from the Koich of Shabbos. Right? The Kiddush of the Moedim comes from the Kiddush of Shabbos. So the Yisr Malach of Chol HaMoed comes from Shabbos. This Kriya was decreed, Dafka, and Shabbos Chol HaMoed, both in Pesach and Sukkot, because it relates equally to both of them with regard to the Kiddusha of Chol HaMoed. And included in the Kriya HaParsha is Kol Seder HaSeder Shel Tikun Maisa Egel in Bris Yod Gimel Midas. It's shayach to the Kiddush of Chol HaMoed because and the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed comes from Kedusha Shabbos. And then we have the Tikkun, the Maisa Ego with the Baris of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. Ki hi ha-chazora el ha-sheresh ve-ha-kara b'dat she-Yisrael rechokim le-gamrei me-inyan avudah zara. And it's recognizing that the Jewish people are far from the union of Avodah Zara, and we're dvukim b'mitzvah Shabbos, and we're connected to the mitzvah of Shabbos to the point that, as we discussed, even the Umos Ha'olam recognize that God sanctified and chose the Jewish people. Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. In the Nevi'im it says, "Ukorasi l'Shabbos Einek," Isaiah 58:13. In the parasha Yom Tashi M'Shabbos Raglecha, that your speech on Shabbos shouldn't be like the weekday, your walk on Shabbos shouldn't be like the weekday. Oz Tisani Gal Hashem, then you're running Gal Hashem. In other words, it's not talking mamish about the Isur Meloche in this parasha, but rather on the Ispashtus of Shabbos. That Shabbos even spreads out to our divrei reshus, to our speech, to our walking. The encompassing and the bringing in of all the divrei reshus of the weekday under the and within the hashpa of the mitzvahs of Shabbos, and then taking pasuk oz tisani gal Hashem. Then you'll have oinig with Hashem, and even your reshus becomes Shabbistic. And la'asid lavo, there's going to be a hakara of the mile of Kedusha Shabbos, even among the goyim. And they're going to recognize that this is a great sign for us, and Hashem is going to be echad even for them. So why the Isser Melacha of Chol HaMoed, why do we read that parasha on Shabbos? Chol HaMoed, because the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed stems from the Kedusha of Shabbos. And in that parasha, we also have the Cheira Ego, we have the Avodah Zarah and the Tikkun, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, which brings us back to the source. We're really not shaykh to Avodah Zarah, to the point that even the Umas HaOlam will proclaim that the Jewish people are holy and have no shaykhs to Avodah Zarah. And in the Vim it says, V'kavasa l'Shabbos Einek, that what our Shabbos does is, and this is again, Shabbos Chol HaMoed we're talking about. So we're talking about Shabbos. And Shabbos, we bring all the Divrei Chol into Kedusha. There's no tchum, there's no area, there's no domain outside of Hashem. And then you have the true Oneg, Oz Tisani Gal Hashem. And it's exactly, and it's the opposite of Mevazis HaMoedos. Mevazis HaMoedos is saying, yeah, no, it's Chol. There's a chol outside of Hashem. There's something secular. There's something that's not godly. And already the root of all of the future, the Kedusha Samodim is going to be mispashik to the weekday, is Chol HaMoed. We're not keeping Chol HaMoed. We're showing that there's chol. It's very, very chomer. This is chelik in olam haba. It's kilo avei v'zara. But by properly keeping Chol HaMoed, by making all of our divrei chol kadosh, we're showing there's no other tchum. And the root of that is Shabbos, when we make all of our divrei chol kadosh. Even our speech is kadosh, even our walking is kadosh. And then tisani gal Hashem, and the Umas HaOlam will recognize this as we saw in Rashi. And Yah Hashem Echad, even b'hakavasim, even in their recognition. Ha'dvarim amukim, smechim, marnine lev, umaroimim ei nefesh. Baruch Hashem, I thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we will revisit these issues in the future because they're amazing. Love it. Thank you for listening. Shalom.